Okay, so the customer's objective, you are using software to run your process controllers and you want it to be running smoothly. You're interested in being able to monitor some processes over the internet. You're interested in doing anything that will save money or improve quality and delivery reliability. And the system 800XA has gone down from time to time when it locks up. So, you know, you have to assume anything you don't know here that you can assume it. You'd have to assume that if the plant goes down with the new software, somebody would get a phone call, you know, and they might have a dedicated telephone, you know, let's say a cell phone or something like that, that where a call would come from the machine and would go to that cell phone. And so if the thing goes down, then somebody could go on their computer through the internet, log on to this thing, and fix it. And today, that's a reality. I mean, it really is happening in many places where you can log on to a computer right at your desk. I mean, I know you're probably aware of that. If you're not, you can be anywhere in the world, and you can log right onto your desk through a variety of different softwares. And many people have their whole server set up so that with the right kind of permissions and stuff, you can get in there and make changes and do things. So the salesperson is following up on calls that were already screened and wants to sell them this support soft care. Again, this is something that I think that your company might potentially be able to sell. Now, I don't know that 9,000 is the right number, but if you guys put together a package, if you sell somebody a machine for $3 million, spending $9,000 a year for all the technical support that's necessary. Technical support can save companies gazillions of dollars in uptime, in employee waste, and that sort of thing. And so that's what we're trying to do here, is we're trying to sell them this Support It soft care package, which gives them this new software that has got internet access at night at any time with phone calls to technical guys, access to all kinds of information on the internet, plus unlimited telephone calls to the tech support people at no charge. So that's what we're going to be selling. And again, I think this is something, you know, that, you know, if you go to somebody and tell them, look, I want you to sell this thing for $9,000, you're going, nobody's going to buy that thing for $9,000. What is that? Is that the Wheel of Doom? If I tell you that if your controllers are down and it costs you $42,000 an hour to have your machines down, that puts $9,000 a year in perspective, doesn't it? So don't be saying, boss, we can't sell this thing for $9,000, because guess what? You won't sell it for $9,000. So you need to come up with a number, and then you need to understand, why is this a good deal for the customer? And that's what you need. And that's like, you know, that's why the boss can't just come to you and say, start selling. You know, get out there and start selling. Okay, I'll do it. And thank you for sending me to this class, because now I understand what I need to assemble before I can really get going on this thing. And that's like these unique selling advantages, the what's in it for me statement, understanding more, you know, and getting out into the place in your factories and learn more about how these components go together. Do you guys know that much about the machines, and like if somebody orders this, what you could sell them?
Little. Ours is more specific. I mean, there's always room for additional sales, you know.
But they call up and say they want an L4795 bracket or something like that, and you have no idea what the thing is that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they explain it, we know the areas of the machine, because we probably have 25,000 components on a machine.
Right.
So, I mean, they might call, yeah, I want that thing that hangs from the you-know-what and hooks to the what-you-call-it.
Yeah.
Figure out
what it is.
A 30-year-old machine, too.
Yes.
You know, that in any
technology. So, if they were on the internet, if all your drawings were on the internet.
Never happened. Because, and I say that because we have really old, I mean, as you said, the computer systems have changed.
Yeah, right.
We have some that are so obsoleted that you don't even have, can't even access the programs anymore. So we have archive files.
Oh, I see.
Of the manuals.
Well, you know, I mean, I would think that no matter what it is, you ought to be able to print something, and then you could digitize that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you could get something digitized, now you can get it on the internet. And the best thing in the world for you would be to have the customer go on the internet and, you know, look at a certain drawing, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you're on the same drawing, and you can say, no, over to the right, down, see where 14 is, you know, it's next to the 14 or something like that, which I do frequently with customers, you know, because we got stuff on our website.
Well, and we do have generic type drawings that we use.
Yes.
Like say it's something for the mainframe area. We know what's on the mainframe, they don't know what the part is.
Yes.
So we'll send them like a generic if it's a really old machine, because I mean back then they didn't even have part numbers or nothing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It was hand sketched.
Yeah, yeah.
They did the old AutoCAD.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Hand sketched.
Right.
So we'll send them that, they can point to what they want, then we try to narrow it down from there and cross reference it to.
Okay. It sounds to me like that you guys could add a lot of content to the internet, mm-hmm. that you could sell to your customers. Mm-hmm.